Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. Happy New Year! Let me say it one more time. Happy New Year to everyone on everybody. Like, girl, don't you know what day it is? We passed Happy New Year. Shut up! It is still Happy New Year's, even though it's a week past the actual day. We are still freshly into January. Very, very, very excited that we are in a new year. We all made it. And God rest to the souls and God bless to the souls that didn't make it. So I'm sorry if you've lost anyone from the time of Christmas to now. My condolences go out to you all. There are a few family members in my family that actually have passed away from the last time I've spoke to you guys and until now. But I am still so happy and so blessed to be coming into this new year with new expectations, high expectations for myself. How many of you have high expectations for yourself for this year? You already have goals set for this year. Everything is in play. As I was telling you before in the past shows, the time management is of the essence and is very important, especially when you have goals, especially when you have dreams and desires to get accomplished. So I'm excited and ecstatic about the whole fact that we are now in the new 2015. There's new beginnings, there's changes, there's everything that I've actually been looking forward to is happening. It's going to happen. That is an expectation. And image management tips, I wanted to go ahead and give you guys real brief and get into that real quickly before I get into all the other lovely topics that I have scheduled for you guys today. Now, we are in a very, very cold winter season right now. We are below, we're going to be, as of tonight, because you know, I'm on this side of the world, Jersey, tri-state area, we're going to actually be below zero tonight. That's how low it's dropping. So we are in a season where it's very, very cold. It's not going to be that much activity. It was so cold out there today. There's not going to be that much activity as far as managing your image. But there still are things, if you haven't already investigated that, and if you haven't already researched that, and already trying new things, all that other good stuff. Now, there are still some ways to still manage your image, and that is, you know, keep up with yourself. Try your best to do at-home exercises. Make sure that you're eating correctly, and make sure that you're still trying to wear those colors that look best with your skin color at this time, or even your eyes or your hair. So try all those things, you know, definitely do some affirmations, you know, in the mirror when you're freshly up or when you're, you know, when you first wake up or when you're feeling a little, you know, a little sluggish for the day. Try some good affirmations in the mirror. Tell yourself that you will get through the day. You are positive. You are smart. You know, whatever good affirmations that keeps you uplifted. And also, upcoming, to another, for the first of the, actually, to, not only going to say another, but, you know, in our first Mercury retrograde of the year. Yes, 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 we're coming into another one. It's the first one for the year. It seems to be they come so fast, they go so fast, and they go so slow to go away. But we are actually in one coming up on January the 21st, it'll go to February. It's 3 weeks, so it'll go to about February the 5th or so. And, but there is a post-retrograde and an aftermath of retrograde. So as of actually Monday, we are now in the post-retrograde. So things will start to seem a little weird, out of whack. And, you know, just keep your eyes on that and understand that if something doesn't go through or you're not communicating something right, there's a lot of miscommunication that will happen. Be careful with any contracts that you may think about signing. You know, really hold off on some big projects until after this retrograde is over. And then once the retrograde is over, then go ahead and go back into trying to make those projects work and really connect with those people that you were trying to connect with as of this month. And, you know, get back on track. Now, once again, Mercury retrograde is all about reflecting. It's all about, you know, really just sitting back and analyzing things for what they are, and be careful with relationships around that time as well. You know, some may break up, some may stay together. It all depends on how strong you are to be able to keep dealing with you know, the both of you. Also, celebrity news, you know, 50 Cent's coming, you know, having his comments against the show Empire. If you don't know what that is about, you can definitely look it up on Google, what the show is. And, you know, he has his comments, but, you know, he has his own TV show series that I'm not really seeing too much emphasis on myself, so he can keep his comments to himself, okay? And there's other celebrity news that I'm sure has, you know, reached the airways, but not really too excited about all that other news, you know. Chris Brown and Carucci are back together, in which I never thought that they would break up. And what other news do we have going on? Well, nope, nothing else is coming to mind at this point in time, but I'll keep you guys posted on the next show. Who cares about all that? Let's go into some news for around the globe. Okay, so news around the globe. Let me see my governor, Governor Christie. This man is so sad. I don't understand why people keep voting him in, but it's politics. What can you say? He adheres to some people's likings, but not all. So Governor Chris Christie is still under the scrutiny of his high five and accepting tickets to the Cowboys. And me personally, I just can't wait for him to get out of office. All right, moving on. So in the world today, if you have had a flu shot that, you know, they really ask for you to get every winter to make sure that you don't get the flu, it's not going to work for you this year. Sorry, according to the news, that the current flu that is going around is double than what they expected. So the flu shot that you did get is not going to really work. So this is why I don't ever get flu shots. I'm going to be honest, I don't get flu shots because I look at it as a waste of time. I don't like needles anyway, so it's something personal about me that you'll know. I don't like needles anyway, and I don't like to be shot with anything that I don't think should be in my body, to be honest. You know, I'll figure out another way to fight a flu versus getting shot up with a virus that counteracts it and all this other kind of... It's too much, okay? Just some good vitamins, eating correctly, and exercising like you should definitely keep the flu away. It all depends on your immune system as well, because mine's all up to par, but I don't get the flu like that. So thank God for that. Okay, now what I do get is some bad allergies, like almost every week. So you guys already know that because I've had multiple shows where I'm sniffling and sneezing and all sort of kind of crazy mess because of the fact that my allergies are really bad. So it's like I'd rather an allergy attack versus a flu attack, which leaves you bedridden and crippled. Okay, so moving on. As always, we are in a brand new year, and I'm really excited about that. So for your image, once again, if you don't know, now you know. I'll tell you now, just in case you're a newbie on the scene listening to the show. Thank you once again. For your image has been created to help you create, manage, or improve your current perceived image. Remember, the public does pay attention. So that is what For Your Image is all about. This is the blog show for Your Image, and I am your host as well as the image consultant for the business For Your Image. Now, we are definitely looking for co-hosts. We are looking for you, your company, to advertise for you, and we're also looking for up-and-coming music artists if you would like your music to be played on the show. If you would like to be on the show and have an interview on the show, you're more than welcome to. I definitely have open doors for everyone and anyone who is interested in coming on to the show. As always, you can contact me at my business email address, which is foryourimagellc@gmail.com. If you are looking for an image consultation, once again, you can reach me on liveperson.com/conversation-with-Stewie. That's S-T-E-W-Y. And you can always follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy. Yes, again, that's S-T-E-W-Y, C-H-E-W-Y. And if you don't know where I got that nickname from, since it's a new year, I'll go ahead, and it's a new show. It's a new show. So I'll go ahead and reiterate and retell you guys again where that nickname came from. Now, my last name is Stewart, so automatically that's where Stewie comes from. But it really actually originates from an old friend of a friend. So, you know, exactly my ex-boyfriend, but we're not going to go there. His friend one day came over to the apartment that I was living in currently with the boyfriend, now is the ex. And I had called, his name was George, and I had called him Georgie Porgy. And he turned around and said, "Hey, Stewie Chewy." So I just really just went with that. You know, ever since then, I really went with that nickname. A lot of people know me by that nickname. Some people choose to call me by that nickname. Some people choose to call me by my real name. Now, if you know my real name, high five to you. You could call me that. But if you don't know my real name, no worries. Still call me by my nickname, Stewie. Okay? So, I'm glad that we were able to get on the show and talk with you all. I know I've actually stopped having shows the last couple of weeks, and even the first, we're actually in our first full week of January, so the last couple of weeks of December. It's because of all the holidays and the family involvement and running around and the tiredness, and it was very busy season. The holiday season is always a very busy season. Can't get out of that, can't get away from it, can't get, you know, as long as you got friends and family that are active, you're always going to active holiday. So, as we venture out into new journeys, in which I'm excited about that, I'm definitely in a different career than what I was the last time I talked to you guys. So, I'm back in school, okay, everyone? I'm taking a class. I did take off last semester, so I'm back in again. I'm so excited because I'm getting closer and closer to my degree. And I'm not getting excited about those loans stuff. That's what I'm not getting excited about. Ooh. But it'll be adhered to at that point in time. It'll be addressed at that time. But anyways, so I'm getting excited because I'm getting closer and closer. So it's just nothing anymore that can hold me back from my destiny. But even so, I'm definitely looking forward to this year. Of networking more, being able to get to more events, you know, being able to do some voiceovers and maybe be adding into a commercial and or being an extra in a movie. So those are my expectations, my dreams, besides working, you know, of course, keeping that extra income. So definitely it's always a good thing to find more than one avenue of income, in which I'm working on my second form of income at this point in time. And, you know, at-home jobs are really not that bad to get into. If you don't know much about them, definitely do your research about them and just make sure that you're not spending any money to start an at-home business, or depending on what it is. If you're into call center stuff, then I would say definitely go do it. There's not that many at-home jobs that are not a call center. If you're not into call center things, there are definitely some courier positions that are quick to pick up. You know, if you're in need of a job right now, there are definitely a lot of career jobs that are starting to go around that you can get into. I'm not really into sales, so those are always available, but I'm not really into that. So we're counting down with the remaining minutes of the show. Once again, you can contact me on my business email address at foryourimagellc@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, StewyChewy. Yes, StewyChewy. And I'll be back again on my normal schedule Sunday. I'm still trying to debate with you guys on whether to change the days, change the times, or whatever. I appreciate any feedback that you may have on if I should change the days and or the time. So definitely reach out to me, and I'll consider all feedback. And I'll talk with you guys again on Sunday with another update of how my week went and how my weekend going. So I look forward to you guys again giving me all your feedback and any extra connections that I may come into. And you guys try to stay blessed, stay warm if you're on this side of the world with me, and stay healthy. And definitely stay healthy, and I'll talk to you guys again. All right.